You are now tuned in to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. I'm your host, Felicia, wife, mom, and entrepreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my mompreneur journey along with strategies that will help you build your online business operations in a sustainable way. The goal is to help you build a business that fits into your lifestyle as a mom who values putting family first. We will also hear the experiences and expertise of other moms with service-based businesses. You'll get a peek into our journeys so you'll know that you aren't alone. Motherhood gets hard. Entrepreneurship gets hard. But together, we can do hard things. Welcome to the Suite. Hey friend, welcome to another episode. Thank you for being here. In today's episode, I am going to be sharing with you the number one way I've grown my email list in the past 6 months. So this is going to be a little bit of a behind the business type episode. I'm really going to be giving you my thoughts, my strategy, and the numbers. Okay. So last year, I decided that I wanted to focus on my email list. I've talked about this in previous episodes. But in terms of marketing the business and nurturing, podcasting and my email list were my top priorities. And so when I decided to make the email list a priority, I really was starting from zero. I had a previous email list a couple of years ago when I was operating under PLH Consulting. But when I pivoted to the Mom CEO Suite, obviously all of those people were not moms in business. And it just made sense for me to pretty much start from scratch. There were some people who I migrated over into the Mom CEO Suite email list because prior to the migration, they had identified themselves as moms in business. And so I had them tagged in my email service provider as mompreneurs. So I was pretty much starting at zero. I had a lead magnet, which I didn't really promote a lot. But I used it for people that was joining my Facebook group. I was really promoting the Facebook group at the time. And a part of the entry questions was, do you want to receive this video? It was a video of me talking about 10 tips for managing motherhood and entrepreneurship. So from that lead magnet, I had 11 people sign up for that. And then the next thing that I did was I used to host, I only did this for maybe 3 months, but I used to host virtual networking events once per month. And from that networking event, it was free. People had to register, and 62 people had registered for the networking events over the 3 months. And so my email list was sitting at about, let's do the math, 373. So about 73 people. Okay. When I had decided, okay, let's really start to grow this email list. And so what I did last year, so November 2023, what I started doing was participating in email bundles. And this has grown my list. Just by participating in a few bundles, I'll explain what a bundle is, what I participated in, how many subscribers I got from each bundle, and just share some other insights. But right now, at the time of this recording, my email subscriber number is 477. Now, of course, that does not include the unsubscribes, but that is something that you do have to take into account when you're dealing with these email bundles, because some of the bundles are free, and so a resource that would normally need to be paid for, they're receiving for free. And you know how it goes. When people get a free resource, they may not want to stay on your email list, so they might end up unsubscribing. But at the time of this recording, I'm at 477 subscribers. So what is an email bundle? So basically, there is a host, and the host gathers a group of people to provide resources to the public. These are valuable, high-quality resources that would normally be paid for. And during a specified promotion period, everybody who's participating in the bundle will promote the bundle. And individuals will be able to sign up for the resource for free instead of paying for it. Now, there are pay bundles as well. They're usually, I've seen them low cost everywhere from $7, but I have seen them all the way up to like $100, and some may be higher than that. But the idea is still that you are getting these valuable resources either for free or at a very steep discount. And people participate in these bundles because it is a great way to grow your email list. And so the host, they basically create this landing page, and a person would need to sign up for the bundle. They have to sign up for the bundle as a whole. And then once they register for the bundle, they can then go in and select what resources they want to download. Now, for each resource they want to download, they also have to input their email address to be able to access those resources. And so it's usually average around 25 resources that people can go from. I have seen larger bundles where there are closer to like 100 resources or more. But the ones that I've participated in, they're usually around 25 resources around a particular theme. And then the host sets the rules for the participants in terms of if we can do upsells and tripwires. And the idea is once these people are on your email list, you nurture them to eventually convert them into a client. Okay, so that's what the email bundle is. And so at the time of this recording, let me also say this. There's a promotional window for the bundle. Usually it's about 5 days. Some have been a little bit longer. Some are 7 days. I participated in one that was 10 days. So there's the promo period. But if somebody signs up for a particular bundle, they have a certain amount of days after the promo period to still be able to access the resources or sign up for each contributor's resource. So, for example, let's just say a bundle is the promo window is April 1st through the 5th. So nobody else can sign up for the bundle after April 5th. But if you signed up for the bundle, you still may have until like April 30th or whenever the host decides to be able to look at that gift page and sign up for any of the resources that you like. Okay, so let me just go ahead and start telling you guys about the bundles I participated in, give you the numbers so it can make a little bit of sense. Okay, so I'm going to go through each bundle that I participated in. I'm going to tell you how many subscribers I got, how many people unsubscribed. I'm only going to tell you the number of people who unsubscribed if the bundle was more than 60 days ago, okay? Because usually I wait until 60 days to really kind of look at the unsubscribers or that rate. So the first bundle I participated in was the social media detox bundle. I believe that was back in November 2023 or somewhere in the fall. I gained 192 subscribers from that. After checking the unsubscribes for at least 60 days, I had 69 people unsubscribe. So to date, 64% of those people are still on my email list. And my resource was how to use systems to build a sustainable business. It was a training. The next bundle I participated in was the Faith-Fueled Mompreneur bundle, which was hosted by Celia V. I gained 69 subscribers from that bundle. 28 ended up unsubscribing. And so 59% of those people are still on my email list. And then for that bundle, I had provided the same resource, which was the training, how to use systems to build a sustainable business. And that bundle was also, it was like in the fall or winter 2023. It was either November or December. The next bundle I participated in was the Moms Get Visible bundle that was hosted by Pamela Woodson. That bundle ran from January 8th to January the 17th. I had 89 people subscribe. So I haven't looked at the unsubscribe rate yet because it hasn't been 60 days since these people have been on my list. The next bundle I participated in was the Profitable Podcasting bundle that was hosted by Rosemary Calendar. That ran from January 22nd to, let me back up a bit. So for the Moms Get Visible bundle, my resource was the Visibility Tech Toolkit, and I provided a training that outlined, it gave some tutorials about some of the tech that you could use to support your visibility efforts and strategy. And then I also provided with that a resource list, a tech resource list. The next bundle that I participated in was the Profitable Podcasting bundle that ran from January 26th to January 22nd to January 26th. That was hosted by Rosemarie Callender. I had 55 people subscribe to that bundle. My resource for that was a training called How to Use Dubsado to Seamlessly Onboard and Manage Your Podcast Guests. Okay. And again, I have not looked at the unsubscribe rate for that because it hasn't been the 60 days. So those are the four bundles that I've participated in so far that have helped my email list to get up to 477. There's two more that I am going to be participating in. At the time of the release of this episode, I would have participated in the Biz Beyond the Gram bundle, which is hosted by Rosemarie Callender. But again, at the time of the recording, it hasn't launched yet, so I don't have the numbers for that. And then there's another bundle, the Moms Make Money Productivity Edition, that's running from March 12th through the 19th, which again, I don't have the numbers available at the time of this recording. But I will do a follow-up episode, probably closer towards like Q3, with a follow-up to this episode to give you guys the numbers. Now, I do have some thoughts about why the numbers look the way that they do. I am very pleased with the numbers because I really honestly was not very active in the online space when it came to just collaborating and the mompreneur niche. I just was not very active. And so to have been able to connect with this amount of people is a great start for me. So I'm very pleased with that. So some follow-up thoughts just based on my participation in these bundles. So you definitely, if you are going to use this as a strategy to grow your email list, you want to participate in bundles that are in alignment with your audience and with an offer that you have. So a lot of these bundles were specific to mompreneurs or the person who was running them. They have an audience of mompreneurs. That's who the bundle was geared towards. Or the offer that I had, like, for example, I have a podcasting offer. It made sense for me to participate in that podcasting bundle. Okay, so you really want to make sure that those things are in alignment. You also want to get good placement on the sign-up page. Okay, so if you think about it, there's at least 25 people. When somebody goes to the gift sign-up page to download the resources, they have to, like, scroll through each resource to kind of see what it is. And usually if you're at the top, you're guaranteed to be visible. Sometimes people might not scroll all the way to the end. So you want to try to get good placement on the sign up page. So a couple of ways you can do this. You can pay for VIP. Some of the hosts do VIP. For the Biz Beyond the Gram bundle, I did sign up for VIP, but again, at the time of this recording, the bundle hasn't launched, so I don't have any feedback about if this was effective or just any results about that. You could also submit your resource early because some of the hosts, they place contributors on that sign-up page based on when the resource is submitted. So the earlier you submit, the higher up on the page that you will be. All right? So get good placement on that sign-up page. The next thing is that you want to consider the timing of the bundles. So consider the timing to make sure that it's not going to clash too heavily with anything that you might be launching, or if it does, that it's a complement to that. And you also just want to make sure you're not participating in too many bundles at one time. Well, that is one of the requirements from the host is that you're not participating in any other bundle at the same time. But even if they're like in the same month, it might be a lot for your audience, just depending on your audience and how you communicate with them, because the hosts really want you to promote the bundle. You have to a lot of times send solo emails about the bundle and share on your social media. So you just want to make sure that the amount of bundles that you're participating in makes sense for you and your business. So for me, at the time of this recording, I've already participated in 4. I have 2 more in the works, and I probably won't participate in any more bundles until around Q3, Q4 is when I plan to get back into bundles, unless there is a really great one that I see that is in alignment with my audience and I already have a resource for it, then I'll participate. But I really don't plan on doing any more bundles until Q3, Q4, just to kind of give my audience a break from the bundles. What else? Okay, so the next thing that you can do, this is actually on my to-do list. I have not executed this yet. You can reach out to the other contributors that are in alignment and see if you can collab with them somehow. That could be another way that you can also grow your email list. If you figure out how you might be able to collab with someone that was in a bundle that you participated in. Someone actually reached out to me and I thought that was very smart. And so it's just something on my list to do. And I wanted to share that with you all as well. Now, I did also talk about bundles back in episode 34. I talked about how I'm driving traffic to my podcast using a bundle. And so if you want to hear more about that, go check out that episode. I will link it in the show description. But yes, I just kind of wanted to give you guys a behind the scenes, give you the numbers and my experience with how I've grown my email list in the past 6 months. Again, I will come back and do a follow-up episode and give you more insights about all of the things related to these bundles. But if you have any questions, feel free to shoot me a DM on Instagram if you have any questions about bundles. And I also put in the show notes, there are a couple of Facebook groups that specifically focus on bundles and collaboration. And so I will link those in the show description as well if this is something that you might be considering participating in. All right, so I hope that this was helpful and insightful, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, can you do us a favor? Leave a review on iTunes and share with other moms in business like you. Help us spread our message and empower others who are at this intersection of motherhood and entrepreneurship.